Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I doing pretty good today. How are you?
I'm doing great. So I'm gonna start with a really broad question, and go from there. What brought you today, Nadia?
I've just been feeling like really sad lately and kind of down. And it's just been really hard for me because I've just been such a happy person in my life, and that's what my friends know me as, and so feeling sad just kind of brings me down a lot.
Can you elaborate when you say that you were known as that you were happy before?
Yeah, so like before, I just like laughed all the time, and I was known as the person who would always have a smile on their face, and I feel like I could kind of find joy in every little moment. But recently, I just haven't been able to really like get out of bed and find that motivation.
I see. What do you think that the cause would be for that? What do you think that caused it?
I think it just might be like obviously the pandemic right now. I can't, or like that happened, like when it first happened, I just like really struggled not seeing my friends. And so socially, I was really wanting that outlook, like that aspect of seeing people, but I couldn't because the safety of me and my family, it was really hard just not to see my friends. And so I got really sad because I felt alone.
So it sounds like the COVID really impacted your social life and physically and mentally and emotionally, I think. Do you have any connections with closed ones that you can, talk about this and yeah.
Yeah, it totally affected me mentally, physically, emotionally. I really struggled with all of it. And for my family, I definitely have a lot of support systems that I'm grateful for. My mom is always there for me. And I am also really comfortable talking to my dad, which I'm really appreciative of. And I remember my mom said to go to therapy, so that's kind of why I'm here, just because she did mention, like, hey, you should probably talk to someone. And yeah, my dad said that it act like anxiety and stuff and sadness kind of runs in the family, so they just really wanted me to go get help.
So it sounds like you've gone to a counseling before.
No, this is actually my first time just because my mom wanted me to go, kind of. I mean, I wanna kind of come here too, just to evaluate where the sadness is coming from and how I can like kind of fix it. But yeah, this is the first time.
I hear you saying, I hear you mentioning about anxiety. Is this something that it really affected you before as well, or it was just due to the COVID?
Yeah, it actually, I've had anxiety my whole life. I started when I was little with testing anxiety and stuff because I do have a learning disability. So I definitely struggled with testing anxiety. And then when COVID came around, the anxiety got a lot worse. Like it just strengthened, and I never had felt that before, like where anxiety wasn't just around school, now it was kind of around everything.
Oh, I see. Did you have you tried any resolving method that
Yeah, I actually have. I attended like a mindfulness course, and that taught me a lot of like deep breathing and just taught me kind of mechanisms, but the only downside of it was during school, and because of that, I struggled paying full attention to the course, and I felt like I didn't get a lot out of it, and I kind of missed a couple sessions, so I have tried, but I don't know if it's been, like, the best, like, the best that I could have done.
Yeah, I understand. That must be challenging, and
yeah,
how to, like, because a lot people have different mechanisms to cope with it, and sometimes it can be challenging, and so I understand. You said, like, what kind of activities would reduce your anxiety and increase your social connections?
Some activities that would kind of help me reduce anxiety. I think just seeing friends and getting that social support. And I don't know, I just feel like we as humans need social support, and that's just really hard when you don't get it. So I think that's the hardest part. And it's also like with COVID, like you just kind of have to be around your family. And I love my family, but after a while, it's just, like, a lot not to see other people.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. Is there anything that you'd like to, that you'd like me to know, in addition to what you mentioned?
Yeah, I think, too, like, kind of what I want to talk about as well is, like, I see this affecting, like, my other relationships, like, with my friends. I like sometimes just see myself kind of taking out my anxiety on them, which has been really hard for me.
I see. Yeah. Thank you for opening up today and about what brought you in today, and so hopefully we will see each other in the future as well.
Thank you.